Hey there, listeners. This is John with Solarized Radio. Today I'm giving you the lowdown on properly wiring those tiny but mighty microinverters for your solar panels. Now you may be thinking, wires, schmires, who cares? But hear me out. Getting these little guys hooked up right is key to making sure Old Sol keeps powering your place safely and efficiently for years to come. The last thing you want is a wiring mishap ruining your sunny vibes. Let me break down the essentials. First up, you've got your AC wires carrying that usable current from the micros into your home. Important that these puppies match the gauge or thickness required for your system's output. They're like the arterial highways of your solar circuitry. Then there's DC side, getting energy from each panel to its microinverter. Good thing these connections are short. Keep things compatible with quality connectors rated for the voltage. Can't forget the grounding cables providing an escape route for excess amps. Protects your whole setup from electrical unpleasantness. Some key best practices. Follow all applicable codes to the letter. Color code your wires for easy identification later on. Keep it tidy with cable ties and conduits. A messy wiring job leads to future headaches, trust me. When the big install day comes, take it step by step. Attach each micro unit neatly before running the AC distribution. Check for mistakes like using the wrong gauge or dodgy connections. Your future self will thank you. Finally, don't skimp on components. Go for a brand you can trust like PVB and their sweet BYM2400 Quad Micro. Max efficiency, long-term monitoring, and an extended warranty for ultimate peace of mind. Well, listeners, I hope this primer on proper microinverter wiring gave you the solar confidence to electrify your home with care and skill. Happy off-gridding. Tune in next time for more energizing solar content. This is John, signing off till then. Peace out and power up.